The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Of all the classes that I taught at Bethel then, of all I thought would be remembered when the years went by, one class alone appears more clear, more sweet, more precious than the rest. I reminisce and scan 6 happy years of teaching Greek, but I can find no higher peak among the mountains of those days than this one class God set ablaze. My back was turned to face the board, and then, as if God struck the chord, while I drew one last arc above the history of sovereign love, the brilliant class became a choir, and to their light was added fire. You sang the great doxology to celebrate the mystery of God's design, to set aflame our joy and magnify His name. O depth of riches, wisdom, truth, unsearchable in age and youth, inscrutable in all your ways, none counsels you from ancient days. None gives you gifts to be repaid, none has his own with which to trade. From you alone comes everything. Through you we live, to you we sing. Of all we learned, this was the sum and set a theme for years to come. It is a priceless memory. The first of what God meant to be perhaps a life of doubled praise together in the final days of this old age and dawning reign of God. I tried to make it plain from early on that ample pain and tribulation would remain until the King wipes every tear away. I tried to make it clear the day in Nazareth Hall you stood before me with your bride. A good and handsome pair as ever I have wed. I quoted Jesus' words and said, you will have trouble in this world, but let your cheer be good. Unfurled there flies above the fallen strife the flag of my triumphant life. And so we've learned from early on, the kingdom comes like rays of dawn. The reign of God already here does not yet fully now appear. The end has come for sin and pain, yet for a season they remain. We've learned it well, I think, firsthand. The pressures and the power to stand. 4 years went by, and in that time you gave your heart and mind to climb the pinnacles where truth is clear behind a master mountaineer, and came to love with me a man whose weakness magnifies what can be done by sovereign grace alone. The glory of the Lord was shown, and from this earthen vessel we have taken more of verity and love than from 1,000 brooks we've tasted in as many books. It was a gift to me that you should know and love the man I knew. Now common joy unites our song, and common love makes love more strong. And then, 10 years ago, we came to Bethlehem. We shared the same big house for 3 good years. And there God built a bond as deep and rare, I think, as men may dare attain, and still let Jesus Christ remain the one on which our life depends, our treasure and our friend of friends. God built by day and built by night. He built in darkness and in light. He made the brotherhood increase in quietness and times of peace, but gave us deeper love and more in dangers and in times of war. We've learned why Jesus sent his men to battle 2 by 2. And when I think about the time we fought with demons through the night, I'm brought to bow and render God his due that you were there and prayed me through. And I could name 100 times, press the limit of my rhymes, that you have carried me in hope when you yourself could barely cope. This is the Spirit of the Lord, who when he suffered still implored, "Forgive them, Father, every one. They do not know what they have done." Mingle this with holy dreams, with global scope and mission teams, with fire and passion for the name, and tenderness for all the lame. And I'm not surprised tonight that you must now mount up in flight, and after 10 years in this place, enlarge your field with truth and grace. This is what Christmas means, we know. And so, with hope, we let you go. And light for you our candle one. It will burn bright until you're done, then lead you home, still full of grace, to send 2,000 in your place.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.